This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, April 7th. While cattle markets continue their push higher, where we're finally seeing the April cattle finally make its push. It's been pretty stagnant while the back months have continued just to grind their way into new highs. The April contract has just been very subdued, and it finally kind of broke out to the upside yesterday. Not really catching up with the back months yet, as they're into new contract highs, and we're still far from it in April, but at least we're starting to move and starting to see some leadership from the front months. In the feeder cattle market there, the front months not really the leaders either. The back months were up over just over a dollar. The front months were basically unchanged. So a little bit of concern there that we're not seeing the leadership from the front months, but they've been on quite a tear as well. And we continue to see those back months push into contract highs. The cash trade's been quiet so far this week. We haven't seen anything really on the Fed trade develop. The feeder cattle index down just 10 cents. We're sitting at 139.70. But it's really all about the box beef, which continues just to soar, really. Yesterday, the choice was up 410 at 263. Select was up 144 at 251. The spread was up 266, 1147, movement 124 loads. So the box beef is leading the way higher, obviously. You know, we're seeing the retail demand show up here. A lot of enthusiasm for the springtime and for grilling. And just this is the time of year where you tend to see very strong demand for beef anyway. And we clearly are seeing that this year. And we've touched on this a number of times, but it really boils down to, you know, your normal seasonal patterns, which are it's getting warmer, people want to go outside, do the grilling. But you have two other major components to that seasonal this year that are really kind of amping it up. And number one is the government stimulus. And number two, and just as important, is that people have been cooped up for a long time, for over a year, and they're ready to get outside. The vaccines are getting ramped up. And people just feel more confident that they can socialize more. And that's what I think is fueling much of this beef demand. And exports are strong. So we got just, you know, firing on all pistons here in the beef trade. Slaughter numbers continue to be very well in check. So far this week, we slaughtered 225,000 head. That's down 14,000 from last week. And it's up about 13,000 over last year. So when we compare to last year now, for the next couple months, it's going to be very skewed. We're not going to spend a lot of energy trying to make those comparisons because starting about now is when all the chaos ensued from the pandemic and the slaughter plants closing down, and it was a mess, as you all recall. So we're not going to, again, spend a lot of time comparing to last year, but from the previous week, we see that slaughter numbers are coming down, and we've seen that last week as well. So numbers are tightening up. You know, the weights are certainly under control, and I think that the feedlots have started to show some leverage here. We've seen cash prices improve about $4 over the last couple weeks, and I would imagine that would stay fairly elevated. So for at least the next couple weeks, it appears that there's quite a bit of momentum here in the seasonal, and I think that we're going to be holding well here. But like I've been saying as well, we are in the window when we're looking for some seasonal highs, some chart top formations, anything like that. We don't see it yet, and the cash trade certainly is suggesting that we'll stay strong for a while. But we just want to be watchful for that. For feeder cattle, still looking for that early May time window. Grazing conditions are pretty decent across central and southern plains, not so much in the northern plains and Canadian prairies. And that might put the brakes on the strong seasonal tendency. You're probably going to see a fair amount of cattle coming to market across the north as they, you know, wrap up calving, see what their numbers are, see what the grazing conditions are, and just start to move cattle to town. And I think that's probably going to add a fair amount of numbers into the market. So they're going to want to get that done before seeding starts, which is just around the corner. So I would expect we'll see a fair amount of numbers coming into the auction yards from the northern plains, in particular eastern Montana, throughout much of North Dakota, and then up into the Canadian prairies is where that drought is pretty well entrenched. So unfortunately, what that's looks to be what's on tap, at least for the early start of the production season across the Northern Plains. Other than that, we're just looking for signs that the box beef is going to run out of gas, or that the cash trade is buckling. But again, we just don't see that yet. So we'll just bide our time, let the market do what it's going to do. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.